We are learning Masechtas Tamid Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, and we're starting from the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara just was telling us now that when the Kohen rolls up his clothing, it says in the Mishnah Tachas Rishayim, but the Gemara says doesn't mean under your head. It means next to your head, because if you put it under your head, how are you allowed to be netted from it? So it means next to your head. Zok the Gemara here, three lines from the bottom. I'll bring you a raya that when it says Takas Rasheim, it means under your head. The Amris Takas Rasheim, because if I bring a raya means next to the head, not under the head. The Amris Takas Rasheim, because if you say it means under the head, Nehidin in Ula Hansbaham, even if you say that's mutter to be nana from it, typically Mishumisur the Kalayim. What happened to the Issa Kalayim? Even if there's no Issa Hanov, it's Issa Kalayim, because we know that one of the big dekuna, the avnet, has a tzad that's kalayim. The belt, the gartel of the big dekuna have a tzad that it's kalayim. So Mar says, Honicha, if you hold the man the Omar, avnet shall kain gadol loyze avnet shall kain hediyet, then it's good because it's not kalayim. Because you know the kain gadol's avnet is first in the pasuk that it was kalayim. The avnet of a kain hediyet was not mafurish in the pasuk that it's what it's made out of. But so if you say that it was made different than the Kohen Gadol's Avnet, and his Avnet was only made out of sheish, then only made out of flax and wool, linen, so then we know it's not a problem. So then no problem sleeping on it. Elamandi Omar Avnet Shkohen Hedit Zehu Avnet Shkohen Gadol. But if you hold it the same exact Avnet, it turns out that the Kohen Hedit's Avnet is made out of Kalayim. So how can you say put it under your head? Forget about the problem of Hana. What about the problem of Kalayim? Ma'ik Lameimar. So it must be that you put it only next to your head, because you put it under your head, you have a problem of kalayim, problem of shatness. And the Mara says, well, maybe you'll tell me, kalayim ba'ali o levishu da'asa. Maybe you'll tell me, Dad, that's not kalayim, a pillow kalayim is a problem. That's not kalayim, it's only if you wear it, it's kalayim. Ala meimach tu say, shabadon, you put it under your head, that's not kalayim. So don't bring a raya from here, maybe you put it under your head. Ah, you say kalayim, it's under your head, it's not kalayim. Kalayim only if you wear it. The Gemara says, no. But I'll show you in the Braisa that there's an Issa d'Rabbanan even to sleep on kalayim. Because it says in the Braisa, L'yala alecha. You shouldn't put kalayim on. You have out the metziah tachtayah, you put it under you. Aval amru chachamim. But the chachamim still said, Oslas ken, you can't even put it under you. Why not? Shema tichrech nima achas avasari. Maybe one of the threads will go up on top of you and cover you, and then it's a problem of alecha. Then it's a problem of shatness. So al kaponim is d'Rabbanan the Issa of shatness. And therefore, here also, heck, you sleep on it, you have a problem of shatness. And I'll speak something out. That even though there is a din ain't shvus mikdash, so I have two truths into that kasha. Tarot number one is that ain't shvus mikdash only b'shas avoida. Here it's not b'shas avoida, so therefore there is a shvus. And the other tarot I can tell you is that this is not in the base mikdash, it's right outside from the base hamikud. So either way, the Gemara's kasha is that l'chayra, if you slept on top of it, it's a problem of kalayim, or the rabban digger is a kalayim. Unless you put it next to you. B'chit, hey, you'll tell me nafs k'midi, you put something in between when you sleep on top of it. Om Rav Shimon ben Paz, Yom Rishum Alevi, Yom Rishum ben Shom, Yom Rishum Kala Kadish, Yom Rishlayim, that filu esem atzo, it's even 10 beds, 10 like mats, zuha gabazu, that are kalayim, kalayim tachteim, kalayim on the bottom, so it's blocking by 10 different mats, still also Rishon Alevi, still also to sleep on it. And they say the reason is because even then there's a gzera, maybe some of the threads will go on top. Like upon him, you see, l'chayr is a problem of shatness. El shmamino neged rishayim. Derived from here, that's taka neged rishayim. Only put a neged at his head. That's one mahalach. The Gemara is not a mahalach to answer the kasha. The cancer, that's not a raya. But by yisema, you could say, really, maybe put it under your head. It's a problem of kalayim. Teretz is that the other three big dikuna don't have kalayim. So what it means, you put it under your head. It means the other begal, not the belt. But oitzam shevim kalayim means the stuff don't have kalayim. And a third mahalach, Rav Ashi, is a third mahalach, how it could be under you and still not be a problem of shatness. Rav Ashi, I'm a big dekuna koshmein. Big dekuna are very tough. Don't Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua. Hai namta gamda denera sharia. And the halach is that a thick like blanket is no iser of kalayim. And the reason is because there's no hana from it. It's very hard. Or that's one pshat. The other pshat is because even if a chut goes, it's not likely a chut will go, a little thread will go on top of you, since it's very, very hard. Since it's very hard, it's not likely that it'll go on top of you. Like upon him, the maskar of Gemara, Gemara is saying is, how do you sleep on top of the kuna? So one tarot says, you don't sleep on top of it, it's next to you.
The other tarot says it's talking about the gum that I'm climbing. The third tarot says it's talking about, since it's very hard, there's no, it's no chash, it's a climb, sleep on top of it. So we still don't know what's the halacha about Hana from Bigdei Kuna. So in the parentheses, there is a little Gemara that talks about that. We'll do that quickly. Tashema, Bigdei Kuna Yetza Behem LeMedina. Someone takes Bigdei Kuna into the Medina, also you're not allowed to do that. Over Mikdash, Behem Shasavayda, Behem Shasavayda, Mutta, you're allowed to wear it. Mesh Bigdei Kuna Nitnu Lohanis Behem. First, a Raya says, Mutta, Tavi, Nana, Shmami, no. It's Taka Raya from here. Break them on Medina Law, you're not allowed to go out of Beis Mikdash with the Bigdei Kuna, Vatayin, Utta, Raya. Ve'esrim ve'echad boy. On the 21st day of Kislev, there used to be a yontav called Yom Hara Grizim. The loyal mitzvah shouldn't have hasped. K'di'isa, in the Stachas Yom, Perek Valei Kohen Gadol, it says there a story there that there was a gzeira from Alexander's Mikdon, and Shimon HaTzadik found out about it, and he went out with the Bigdei Kahuna Gedolah, and he went towards Alexander. Alexander bowed down to him and said, oh, you're the one I see when I go out to war. Famous story. And because of that, he took away the gzeira. So you see, Shimon HaTzadik came out with the Bigdei Kohen Gadol. You see, even Medina is Mutla Hanis. So my answer is, it wasn't Muktish to Beis Mikdash yet. It was just Ru'uyin. It was made for Bigdei Kuna. That's one Teretz. Vayisayim Eis Lasa Shama Be'er Sechol. It was Eis Lasa. It was a Kuch Nefesh. That's why I did it. So to Gemara Vayitin. The Mishnah says, Yirei Kerib Echem Hem. One of the Kohanim get Tomei while sleeping in the Beis HaMikdash. They go down to a tunnel to go be Tovah. It's a right of Yechon, the Omar, that Mechilois that were under the base of Mikdash, the tunnels under the base of Mikdash, they were not Neskadesh, and they don't have it in the base of Mikdash. Therefore, Valkyrie is allowed to go there. Valkyrie is supposed to go out of the Machna Shchina, Machna Leviyah. So, it must be, it was not Neskadesh, these tunnels. It's a right of Yechon. Zok the Gemara Vaita. The Mishnah says, Aneris Dolkum Kalan Khan, and says there's a Besa Kise of Kavod. There's a bathroom called a Besa Kise of Kavod. If it was closed, you knew not to go in there. So Gemara says a story about a Besa Kise. Rav Safra of Yosef Besa Kise. Rav Yosef was in the bathroom. Rav Safra. Also Rav Abba. Rav Abba came. He had to go to the bathroom. Nochalei. And he made some noise to see if someone's there. So Amalei. So Rav Safra tells Rav Abba, come in, Lema, come inside. And Rav Abba didn't go inside. Someone's there. Boston Ufik, after Rav Safra came out, Amalei, Rav Abba, Rabbi told him, like, give him Musar. At Khan, Lei Salik La Seir, you didn't even get the Seir, you never went to Seir. Gemar Tamil La Seir, you're acting like the Romans, like the Seir. Lav Okitana, did we learn in the Mishnah? Motu Na'ul, if you find it, a door closed, you do a Sheshavadim, you don't go in there. Lememer, Lembar, Lemel, you don't go in together with someone else in the base of Kisei. So the Romans, they weren't Makba, too much on Tznias, they went in together. But what are you doing like the Romans? You're not even living in Seir, you live here in Babel. We're in Baba, there were more tznias. So what are you doing? Why are you saying I should come in? Why, he asked Rav Safra, why are you telling me to come in if you're there? So the Gemara, what's the Rav Safra? Rav Safra saw Vadum Musukunu. He thought maybe he was in danger. Ketain the Raisa says, Rav Shimon Mila Omer, Omud HaChayzer, that if you have to go to the bathroom, Gedolim, and you hold yourself back, you could bring yourself, maybe it's Odom De Hadraikon, it could bring you to a sickness called Hadraikon, which means your stomach blows up. Your stomach blows up. And Silo Nechayzer, if he has to go Katanim, you hold yourself back. Maybe they had Yarkon. He can bring you to Yarkon. I think it's called jaundice. It gets sick. So Rav Safra thought he was even sick. He said, come in. He said, come in. Zalamaisa, that was the story here. So it's a big shayla halacha. If you're allowed to use the same base like he says. So Rabbi Moshe and the Tshuva wants to say it's only by Gedolim and Isser. But not for Tolos Meraglayim, it could be it's mutter to go to the same bathroom. It's very negeya to go in places without any mechitza between the urinals. It's a big shayla of it's mutter to do. L'chayra, here it's the Gemara. It sounds like it's also to go, be in a base kisa together. So Rabbi Moshe has a tzad that made by Meraglayim, it's mutter. Look at the Tshuva. The Tshuva is Yaradeya. So the Gemara Vayita. Amalei Rav L'chia Brei. Rav told his son Chia. V'chein Amalei Rav Hunu L'Rav Brei. And Rav Hunu also gave his son this advice. Chashech Taka Nafshech. In those days, they didn't have bathrooms. They had outhouses. He said, wait till... They went in like in the fields. They went to the bathroom. He said, wait till late at night. Definitely don't have to go far. And wake up very early to go to the bathroom. Also, V'kodim Taka Nafshech. Wake up very early to go to the bathroom. Kehechilo is Terechak. You don't have to go so far because... You don't have to worry about other people. You know, if you go at night when no one's around, you don't have to worry about other people. You don't have to go very far.
Another thing he told him, Tov, when you sit down for the bathroom, first sit down, and then Vigali, then uncover yourself, and Kasi, cover yourself, then come and stand up. That's what's needed. Another thing he told him, Stoif Ushasi. First wash, when you drink, when I drink from a cup, those days they didn't have like plastic cups, they had like regular cups, everyone used the same cup. They'd wash it out first and then drink, because maybe the guy before you did not wash it out. But afterwards, after you drink, you should also wash it out. So Stoif Ushasi, then after Stoif Tvachis and put it down. So you wash it out afterwards also. Another thing is that Stoif Samayim, when you drink water and you want to give it to someone else to drink from the same cup, spill out a little bit, then give it to your Talmud. So, don't drink water, then give it to your Talmud to drink. You spill something out. Because it's disgusting that you have your spit in it, you spill out something, it makes it cleaner. There's one time a Rebbe who drank water, he didn't spill anything out. Nelson Talmud, they gave it to his Talmud, and Talmud thought it was like a bazillion to spill it out. Oh, his Talmud is inside here. We don't want to drink it. Blair to Lishdais. Who makes with some, and he died from thirst. Don't drink water and give it to Talmud. Elam Kain Shachar, until you spill some out. And the Mara adds on, Rabash Yom, Hilka, Hai Talmud, Shachar Kami Rabbe. Therefore, a Talmud who does spill something out in front of his Rebbe is not less famous than Mafakarusa. It's not a zilzal in the cover of the Rebbe. Because that's not a zilzal, because the Rebbe should have done it. So it's not a zilzal to pour some out. Another shayla about zilzal, kol mili, anything that you have to spit, don't spit in front of Rebbe, just swallow the spit. Bar mikara v'daisa, if it starts to spit that comes from cucumbers or gourds or a daisa, it's like a certain type of wheat. Because there, if you swallow that spit, the kapsilo shal avar dama, it's like a. See, like a thread of lead that goes into your body and it's sakana. So that you could spit out even in front of your rabbi. So I'm going to learn a Mishnah Midas. Tanan Hasa. Ish Harabayis. There was the Ish, he was the in charge of Harabayis. He mechaza kol mishmar mishmar. Anyone who was doing their job in the Harabayis then, for Shemira, he used to walk around, make sure they're up. Vavuka's dog is fine if he had a big fire. Kol mishmar sheino oimid. Any shomer doesn't stand up when he walks in. Ish harabayis shalom alecha. He says, ish harabayis shalom alecha. Nikar shu yashem. It's clear he was sleeping. What does the Muna do to him? V'choyp de makloi. Either he gives him a patch, or v'reshus hoysalish of the ksusa. You could burn his clothing. And it's not about tashkas. V'hein oimrim. And when people hear this happening, they say, makol bazar, what's going on in the Azara? And they answer, Kol ben Levi shalika, it's like Levi getting patched for going to sleep. He's getting hit for going to sleep. We've gotten the Serafim, Shiyashna Ala Mishmar, or his clothing getting burnt because he slept Ala Mishmar. Well, let's be Yaakov Aimer, Pamachas, Machu, Sachi, Yimi Yashain, attacked the story of my uncle, like they have a Serafim Skusa, they burnt his clothing. They burnt his clothing. And the Mepharshim explained that we're trying to say the Chiddush is that even though he's such an Adam Gadol, they still did it to him. Because he shouldn't be sleeping on the job. He's to come to this Mishnah that says that he used to burn his clothing and will give him patch for sleeping. Look at the Rishonim. If they sleep, they get oisin din. They get an oinish. For sure, they used to get din on things they did without oinish. So they must have been very, very well behaved because they were so scared of the oinish. Therefore, Ashrayim, that they were so nizar in mitzvahs.